Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We're going to visit with Dan Wogsland now, the Executive Director of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. Dan, how are you doing today?
Hey, doing very, very well, Eric, and greetings to all of your listeners from the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. And yes, it's a beautiful day out
there. Are you outside or you've been running around?
Oh, been running around, and unfortunately, I haven't been able to do that. I've been locked in on Zoom most of the day.
Oh, boy.
And taking in a number of meetings and a number of legislative hearings and things like that. So it's been a busy day, just like everybody else is.
Yeah, well, let's get some of the updates. It seems like this North Dakota legislature has been going on for a while, but I'm not going to complain because we still need things. So maybe we could start there. The last time you and I talked, we were talking extension, S-Bear, any movement, any other things that we should be watching for from Bismarck here soon?
Well, Eric, one of our top priorities, of course, is the Ag Products Development Center, which brings together North Dakota crop production, as well as the meats lab and livestock production, brings the NCI and the Northern Crops Institute that can sell those products, and then also the North Dakota Trade Office. And so that's essential. And we were very, very pleased this week that was the hearing for that project, which is in the bonding bill, House Bill 1431, went very, very well, we felt. And, of course, this week the North Dakota legislature found out that the revenue picture increased vastly from where they had been and everything like that. So we're pretty excited about that. One of the other pieces of that bonding proposal is also rural infrastructure, and there's bonding in there for rural roads and for townships. And so we're glad to see that. That's very, very important. House Bill or Senate Bill 2020, which is NDSU Research and Extension, is now in the House being considered. I believe they have another hearing tomorrow. I believe they have another hearing on Monday. And they're talking about that budget, and I think that the budget is looking pretty good.
Okay.
I think there's going to be a few changes to it in the House that I think when they get to conference, I think will be ironed out. And so, a lot of stuff happening here.
But I was just thinking, you know, because you and many others have had to do testimony to the legislature, depending on what particular topic we're talking about. And I wonder if people realize how much work you guys have to do behind the scenes. You don't just plop down in a chair in a Zoom meeting and go, you know, start doing a presentation, because somebody had to put that presentation together. So how much of your time right now when the legislature is in session, do you spend a lot of your day trying to, you know, get things put together to get things passed?
I'll give you a typical day, and today was one of those typical days. I had one hearing on one of my computer screens. I had another hearing on another computer screen. I had another hearing on a iPad, and I was talking on the telephone. There's a lot of stuff going on, and everything. And I was so, in fact, I was supposed to give testimony in two different committees. One at 9:30, one at 10, and of course, you can't depend on the timing simply
right.
Because, quite honestly, it's you got to be flexible and everything. So that can be an average day, and that keeps you busy. Matter of fact, we're headed up to talk to the Ag Commissioner here in just a little bit, and so the day never ends.
No, I know you got a meeting coming up here in a few minutes, so I want to get through. I know one of the topics you wanted to talk about a little bit is the climate initiatives that have been brought forth.
Well, you know something, Eric, whether people like it or not, climate is going to be a part of the national discussions now and at least for the next 4 years. And so we, the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, felt that we've got to be at the table. We joined the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance, not because we want to promote that, but rather we want to know what's going on in the climate arena. Because if you take a look at what's talked about in Washington, D.C., whether it's the House Ag Committee, the Senate Ag Committee, if it's the administration, climate is a top priority of theirs. And so we need to be at that table to know what's going to be talked about in terms of agriculture. What's going to be talked about? How is that going to impact our region's farmers and ranchers? And so we want to be a part of the discussion, not part of the meal on the table.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.